This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Again, Erev Shabbos, the Frelich and Shushan Purim Rabbosai, as we prepare for Shabbos and try to get an understanding of this very interesting phenomenon that we observe. You know, the Torah says, Ki Yad al Kes Ka. Yad is Yadalid, Ka is Tesvav, which is a remez to the fact that there are 2 days of Purim, which is quite a unique and it's an anomaly. Why would we have 2 different days of Purim? Why can't we all get along and keep the same day? Here, finally, it's the Yom Tov of Achdus. V'amleich kenoises kol ha'yehudim v'kibel ha'yehudim kishecha b'lev echad. And the one day of Achdus, all of a sudden, we can't get it together. Well, I keep my... That's the Purim I don't celebrate. This is the Purim I celebrate. This Purim, you celebrate that Purim. You live in this city, the wall, not the wall. And this is a question that the Ramban picks up on in the very beginning of Masechta Megillah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Ramban, Nachmanides, asks, Ani tama ma'oid. I am in great bewilderment. Ma ra'u al kacha. Ma ra'u al kacha. Uma higi aleihem. What did they see foot? What occurred to them? La'asos Yisrael agudos b'mitzvah hazu. To decompartmentalize the Jewish people in this mitzvah. In other words, why are you creating disparity? Even though it would not be lois eskoydedu if some Jews keep one day and other Jews keep another day, because there's a concept of if you have 2 different batei dinim in 2 different cities, then one city is allowed to follow its bezdin, the other city is allowed to follow its bezdin. But nevertheless, I understand maybe you're not over lois eskoydedu. But why would they l'charchila make it on 2 separate days? They should have made 1 uniform day. Why 2 separate days? That's the first question, Ramban. Second question, va'oid. Heichan matzino b'tara mitzvahs chaluka b'kach. Where else in the Torah do we find different options? You never have different options. HaTorah Amra. Torah Achas. Mishpar Echad Yelachem. The Torah says, everybody has to do things the same way. You're not allowed to do different things, even in a shul, by the way. Some people say, okay, if the shul says nekadesh, you say nekadesh. The shul says nakdishach, you say nakdishach. The shul says revach v'atzalah, you say revach v'atzalah. The shul doesn't say revach v'atzalah, you don't say revach v'atzalah. If the shul says rabbanan baruch hu, you say rabbanan baruch hu. If the shul doesn't say rabbanan, you don't say rabbanan. You do what everybody else does. That's the overriding factor. Lo yisus goy to do. Why when it comes... It's a rule, Torah Achas and Mishpat Echad Yechad. And even by Drabbanon, says Ramban, called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kein Drabbanon Tikkun. The rabbis make enactments similar to the Torah. Why, when it comes to Purim and Shushan Purim, you have some people celebrate this day and some people celebrate a different day? What's up with that? And the Ramban says a very novel historical observation, which not all Rishonim agree with. And I'll just give you a little introduction. And that is, if I were to ask you, and I hope you say the wrong answer, because if you say the right answer, it means you just read it, okay? So, in the times of Purim, where were most of the Jews?
Shushan.
In Shushan. In Babel. Galus Babel. That's what I would have said, and that's what many Rishonim say. That's not what the Ramban says. The Ramban says the majority of the Jews had already made Aliyah. Most Jews already came back to Israel. The Roiv Yidin went back to Israel. When Koresh gave permission to go back, Koyomar Hashem, the Koresh, right? No, well, most of the Jews went back. I, Ezra, Alo, Mibavel, only with a very small minority. Now, most Rishonim don't learn that way. But I'm not mistaken.
That means everybody else already left. He was the last one to come.
Yeah, hardly anybody was left in Shushan and Babel.
In Babel. He was like the remaining remnant to come up.
Hardly anybody, very few Jews were left. Almost all the Jews had already come back to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, okay, that's the opinion of the Ramban. The Ramban says, Chayra. Says Ramban, when I look carefully at the Psukim of the Megillah, Nesiyashiv li ha'inyan yafeh, this became very clear to me. Lefi shehu davar barar. It is clear. Shabizmanoi Shalnei Zeh, at the time of this miracle, Kvar Nifgadu Yisrael. Jewish people had already been remembered. Va'alu la'aretz b'rishyon Koresh. They had already gone up to the land through the permission of Koresh. V'nes yashvu ba'areyem. And they were settled in their cities. Ay, Haman said, Yeshnai am echad, mefuzar mefayra bein ha'amim. Ay, Haman said, there is one nation that is scattered. Mikamakayim anshe knesset. So that implies that the Jews were all over the place. Yeah, that's what Haman said. We're going to take Haman's report as accurate. Mikamakayim anshe knesset sagdoila, the men of the great assembly, imroiv Yisrael ba'aretz hayu. The majority of Jewish people had already come back to Eretz Yisrael. Aye, we find in Aliyah in the times of Ezra, v'shuv lo yolam him ela ma'atim im Ezra. That is quite a remarkable opinion. And it is not unanimously held. And that is because Tosfos in Yevamos on Daf Pei Vav says and implies that no, the majority of the Jews did not return originally. And there were very few Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. But be it as it may, this is the opinion of the Ramban. When Achashverosh made the command to destroy and annihilate the Jewish people, Hayu haprozim v'ayarosh ein lahem chayma saviv besafek v'sakana gedoyla. The open cities were in jeopardy. Their lives were endangered. They were in great sakana. What were they in sakana from? Shalayalu aleim ma'ivim, that the enemy should not attack them. Yoisim and amukafim, much more than the people in the walled cities. People in the walled cities felt they were not in danger at all. Okay, inyan sha'amar behem b'sefer Ezra, like we find in Sefer Ezra, which is Nehemiah Paragimel, it says, Vayhi kasher shamu, it says when Sanballat and Tuvia and the Arabim and the Amoinim and the Ashdoidim heard that the wall of Yerushalayim was being fixed, and the breaches were being sealed, they were very upset, and they wanted to go to war. But in other words, the Jews who did not have a wall around them were much more vulnerable. So again, what the Ramban is saying is that when Achashverosh made the decree, together with Haman, the real danger was not on the walled cities. The real danger was on the open cities. Now what happened? Let's talk about year one. Uchshenasa lahem ne'es. When the miracle was done, everybody celebrated a day of rest. Everybody. What does it mean, everybody? Open cities and walled cities. Like it says, Ushar hayudim asher v'medinois hamelech nikhalu v'yamayra nafsham b'yoyim shloisha asar. They fought on the 13th. V'noyach barba asa. They rested on the 14th. V'asa isa yom mishta v'simcha. And in Shushan, since they fought an extra day, they rested and they commemorated the 15th. And that was in the year of the miracle alone. In year one, we all celebrated the 14th, and in Shushan, they celebrated the 15th. Did Yerushalayim celebrate the 15th? No. Did Tiberia celebrate the 15th? No. Did Prague celebrate the 15th? No. Only Shushan celebrated the 15th. Because they were the only ones fighting on the 14th. Ula achar mikan in year two, Purim is over. Purim is over. How many years are you going to celebrate the miracle? You know, you make a wedding, right? You celebrate. You don't make a wedding every year. Make a wedding every year, either, you know, you can go broke rather quickly. They had Purim the first year, second year, they had nothing. Oh, no, not true. What happened? In the next year, B'shanos, the Prazim got up. The open cities got up and they said, you know what? Our lives were really in danger. We really were Be'ez Sara. V'nohog me'atzman la'asos yoyim arba asar. And they were noyig on their own to perform the 14th, Simcha, Umishteh, V'yamtoif. And the people in the walled cities were looking at them as you guys do whatever you want, but that's for you. It's not relevant to us. We were never really in jeopardy. Avo mukafin loy asu klum. They did nothing. You know what nothing means? Nothing means not even something. No, I'm talking about Jews all over the world. Nobody, anybody in walled cities did not celebrate any Purim. Only the open cities. Loy asu klum. Klum means nothing. Why? The miracle is much greater than the open sea. That's, and you'll say, where's the Ramban getting it from? He's just reading the words of the Megillah. The Megillah says, Al-Kain, Hayudim Ha-Prozim, Hayoshivim, Yarei Ha-Prozois, Oisim, Eis, Yoim Arba, Osel Chodesh Adar, Simcha U-Mishteh, and it doesn't mention Mukafim Klal. No mention of Mukafim. Does not say a word about the 15th anywhere in the Megillah. No such thing. So I once heard. I'll tell you a lot of things that you think you heard that you never heard. It's not true. The Mukafim never observed any Purim after the first year. Only that's why it says Al Kain.
What about the letter that has to send
it? I'm not up to that yet. Right? Okay. So right now in year two, that's why the Megillah says Al Kain Hayhudim Aprozim Hayoshim Biore Aprozois. Fine. Now what happened? But then God illuminated their eyes, and they found a remes in Gilas Esther and the Torah and the Pasuk Kisoiv Zois Zikaroin Basefer. So they say, you know what? Maybe we need to be doing more about this. Umatzei Smach Minat Torah Amad Mordechai Ubezdinoy. Mordechai and his Bezdin stood up. The road of Ram Shel Prozim. They say, you know what? Taka, the minog in the open cities is correct. Sharoi Haneses Alasozer Ladoris. This shouldn't just be like a custom of the open cities. This should be memorialized. The Kavu Oisai Al Kol Yisrael. And they established it on all of Klal Yisrael. Shekulam Ayvasafik. They realized that the truth is Haman meant business. Haman was going to eradicate everyone. He was going to get into the Viroi. So now that they realize that the minhag of the Prozim was a good minhag and everyone needs to celebrate Purim, they realize that this realization, you know who is very instrumental in making us be aware of this? The open city dwellers. Therefore, we're going to give them special chashivos. And they're going to celebrate Purim before anybody else. And they're going to have their own day. So it's a different than what we've been saying in previous shiurim. We said that Shushan Purim is more chashuv. Shushan Purim is more special. Shushan Purim is the day that's given to Yerushalayim because of Yerushalayim's contribution to the miracle, or because Yerushalayim will be mole in the times of the Yimei Purim of La'asid. But according to the Pashut Pshat of the story, Yud Dalid is much more chashuv than Tesvav. This is the one time a year where the Ikar Yom Tov is outside of Yerushalayim, not inside Yerushalayim. The Ikar Yom Tov is not in Yerushalayim. And the Ikar Yom Tov is not in Shushan. It's the one time of the year, Chutz La'aretz is the place to be. Sorry. That's what the Ramban says. Now, let's add, says Ramban, therefore, the Amad Mordechai, Ubezina, Vero Devrem Shal Prozim, they saw the words of the open city dwellers. Sharoi Anes Hazah, Lassus Lay Zecher Ladoros. The Kavu Oisai Al Kol Yisrael. They were Kaven also. Shekulam Hayub Asafik. The Roy Lahakdim Prozim Lugam Mishay Shahayu Nisam Gadal. First of all, their miracle was greater. Now again, the best thing is being an open city in Eretz Yisrael. But now why are we giving the Prozim Kedima? Number one, the miracle was greater for the Prozim. Number two, they started the mitzvah. Because we sort of realized through the practice of the Prozim. V'shomakam kavu b'yom noyach shel shushan. V'zehu shakasov v'ayichtoiv Mordechai es hadvar ma'ila. Mordechai wrote these words. V'ayishlach svar malkal yehudim. Asha b'chom dina samal chachash v'rosh. Hakroivim v'harachoykim. L'kayim aleihem li'oisoisim es yoyim yudalet ves yoyim tezvav k'loim ashoch lehem, that everyone needs to be makabel the nes. Don't say, oh, I'm far, I live in Queens, I live in the Five Towns, I live in Flatbush, there's no way Haman's going to come to Queens. You think he, there's no way he could get down to Van Wyck. Yeah, you know, I'm safe over here. No, Mordechai said, don't make the mistake. Don't make the mistake. He'll go in the service road. He'll go where the cops go, and he'll get over there. So therefore, the chiddush of the Ramban is just in reading the words. In the beginning it says, Al kein hayhudim haprozim hayoshim ari haprozos oisim es yom yodalid, and there's no mention of Tesvav. Then it says that Mordechai wrote the Megillah and he sent out a message to the Kroivim and the Rechoikim, Lekayim aleim yodalid and Tesvav. Why was this later? The answer is because in the beginning, only the Prozim observed Purim. And after the realization and the enlightenment of Mordechai, Mordechai said everybody has to celebrate Purim, but we're going to give Kedima to the Prozim. Number one, they were in greater danger. The miracle was greater for them. And number two, they began the mitzvah. Fine. And not the Rechoikim from Shushan Ezra say, Haman would never have come upon us. And v'kibul Yisrael aleim adavar, and then Klal Yisrael, in fact, we're makabalists. Like it says, v'kibel ha-Yehudim eis asher hechelu lasos. What does that mean? V'kibel ha-Yehudim eis asher hechelu lasos. The Yehudim accepted what they began to do. What who began to do? The Jews accepted what the Perazim began to do of observing Yedalid. All of Klal Yisrael accepted. Some on the 14th, some on the 15th. Umasha kasa Mordechai. That which Mordechai writes, Shatsiva lekulam lasos kain. That Mordechai, in other words, the pasuk ends, V'kibal yudim ezrachei lasos, V'esa shakasa Mordechai aleim. They accepted what the prozim began to do, and what Mordechai commanded them to do. Why? Ki haman ben hamedasa. Tzoyrer. The Ramban says, Tzoyrer kol hayehudim. It adds here the word koil, because the miracle was for everyone. One question on the Ramban is it doesn't say the word koil. I don't think. It says ki sayer hayudim. So I'm not sure what the Ramban means, that he was sayer kol hayudim. I don't think it says sayer.
The question, Yehudim implies all of the Jews.
The Ramban is telling you that even though the Iranians say they only want to wipe out Tel Aviv and the Jews of Israel, they want to kill every Jew everywhere in the world. That's what the Ramban is telling you. If you think you're safe in the villages,
no, we're wrong. It does say Kol. It says Ki Hama Menamadasag. It's Soirer Kol Hayudim. So there you go. So we stand corrected. It says Soirer Kol Hayudim. Why does Megillah add the word Kol? To indicate that the Mukafim were also in danger. So this is the really amazing reading of the Ramban. I'm not done yet. That, again, in Perek, Tes, Pasuk, Yud Tes, it says, Al Kein Hayudim HaPrazim HaYishim HaPrazim HaYishim HaYishim. The 14th doesn't say anything about the 15th. Then Mordechai wrote these words, and he commanded them to keep the 14th and the 15th, and v'kibel ha-Yehudim. Why? Ki haman ben hamadasa tzayrer kol ha-Yehudim. So this is really a very incredible way of reading the Megillah. Okay, Rabbi said, this is the approach of the Ramban. Chsam Sofer, no. Chsam Allah, you know. The Chsam Sofer has a different take on this, which may be consistent with the Ramban. They could fit together, and it goes like this. Chsam Sofer also wants to know, why some people observe the 14th, some people observe the 15th. What's the inyan of that? So the Chasam Sofer is found in the Taras Moshe, Parshas Tetzaveh. The Chasam Sofer is going in the words, L'kayim esimei ha-purim ho'ela bizmaneim. And the Gemara in Megillah Darshan's, Zmanim harbe tiknu lahem. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. And the Gemara says, what about Yud Gimel? We discussed this Erev Yom Tif. No, Yud Gimel is Zman Kihila L'Chol. Okay. The implication of Zman Kihila L'Chol is very interesting. If everybody gathers on the 13th, then the 13th should have been Purim. Why pick a day? Think about it. You have two options. You could pick the Yom Noyach, the day they rested. If you pick the Yom Noyach, then you're going to have some Jews doing the 14th and some Jews doing the 15th. Or you could pick the day they fought. If you pick the day they fought, that's Zman Kehila L'Chol. So we should pick the 13th. Why would we pick 14th, 15th? So it says...
the 14th also.
Yeah, but if you're going to pick...
it's a battle.
But everyone gathered on the 13th, so pick the 13th. Says the Chassam Sofer, Lashon LaKoil Yesh Loimar Dehayaroi Shiyase Yom Tov Yom Yud Gimel. Then you should make it on the day of the Mechama, like Pesach. And what happened on Pesach? Yom Tov Shal Pesach, V'Shiva Yomim Shevei Makas V'Char Zekriyas Yom Tov. Not on the day that they rested. You know, if we would celebrate the day they rested, then we'd be celebrating Pesach from, you know, Chav Beis or Chav Gimel to the end of Nisan. Why by Purim do we celebrate the Yom HaManoyach? Says the Chassam Sofer, very Pashat. If Mordechai and Esther would have established Purim one united day, think about what the Jewish people would look like. You'd have one day a year that everyone's eating, drinking, becoming sicker, and there's no Torah, and the world would cease to exist. Oh, but we're doing mitzvahs! Mitzvahs and Torah are not even in the same league. They don't even compare. Mitzvahs is a candle. You can't do anything with a candle. Torah is a fire. I'll tell you an example. You have a pair of tzitzis, an old pair of tzitzis. Me'ikar hadin. What do you do with it? Nizrakim. You could throw it out. You don't have to bury it. What do you do with an old shofar? Nizrakim. Me'ikar hadin. Okay, it's a nice thing. It's a, you know, you want to dispose of it in a proper way. Kedushas HaMitzvah only has Kedusha B'shaitai. Once the mitzvah is over, it doesn't have Kedusha. But what do you do with the Ritzua of Tefillin? Tashmisha Kedusha. You have to bury it. Why do you have to bury it? Because it's associated with the Torah. Anything which is associated with the Torah must be buried. Must be buried. That's the difference between a Jew and a Gentile. A Gentile does not require Kvura. A Yid requires Kvura. Why does a Yid require Kvura? Because a Yid is not Tashmisha Mitzvah. A Yid doesn't have Kedusha because he shakes a lulav and esrog. Goy also has mitzvahs. Goy has zayin mitzvahs. A Jew has Kedusha because he learns Torah. Therefore, Jew needs to be buried. So you say, what about a Jew that never learned Torah? The Malach taught him Torah. Every Jew learned Torah. Every Jew is Tashmisha Kedusha. Mamela says, Zichsam Sofer, if Mordechai and Esther would have established a day, one united, unified day of Purim, you know what would have happened? It says Chassam Sofer, Kol Yisrael Oichem Smeichem Misbatlim Meitaro Mitzvos. Therefore, they were Keveya, the Yom HaMenucha, Yom HaShalzeh, Einenu Yom HaShalzeh. This way, when we're rejoicing, the Jews in Yerushalayim, they're keeping the world going. When the Jews in Yerushalayim are rejoicing, we're keeping the world going. That's the Pshat. The Torah is a Torah's Chayim. We say every day in Shemona Esrei, Ki Biyar Panecha Nasat Olonu Hashem Lakenu. Torah as Chayim, V'Yavas Chesed, the Torah of life. Why? In what way is the Torah of life? Because if there would be a moment during the day that the Torah was not learnt, the world would cease to exist. That's why Reb Chaim Lozhner says, Hashem created time zones. In the good old days, so Yidinin, Eretz Yisrael, so people were always learning. Nowadays, the people are farshlufin, this way we keep the time zones going. This way, at all hours of the day, there's always someone learning. So these are two different approaches, and they are consistent. Why there are two different days of Purim? According to Ramban, it's historic. It's a historical explanation. In year one, everyone kept Purim. In year two, only the Prozim kept Purim. After that, in honor of the Prozim, we gave the Prozim their own unique day, and the Mukafim Chayma, who sort of came in after the fact. And secondly, they did not have as big of a miracle, they are given a different day. So according to Ramban, then, the celebration and the simcha of Yud Daled is greater than Tesvav. Because you're celebrating a much greater miracle. Okay, Rabbi Isai? So this is the Ramban. And of course then, according to Chassam Sofer, the reason why there are two different days is to make sure that at all times the Torah is being learned. Okay, that concludes this segment.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.